welcome to Gas House Live. The first one in 2016. First time we're live in 2016, I believe, as a station. Back at Roadhouse Inn every Thursday night. And it's only been 2 weeks, but it feels like it's been forever. It's a nice break, but happy to be back. And we're starting things off right. We have we had two bands lined up tonight. One had to cancel for reasons that they could not help, but we have Audio Impulse here tonight, which I'm really excited about. And I think this might even be the first time we've had him in studio, which is kind of ridiculous. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll have to talk about that in a second. But before I do, I want to mention that you guys can come here. If you're anywhere in the area of Levittown, PA, you should come here. It's a free night every Thursday night. You can join us, watch the interview, watch the acoustic set that's going to happen a little bit later on. And if you miss it, if for any reason, or you want to hear it again because you came here and you loved it and you want to hear it again, it will be available as a podcast. So anyway, let's get to the interview right now. I want to introduce Audio Impulse. Hello, gentlemen.
Well, hello.
What's going on?
How are you guys doing?
I can't complain. I'm happy to be here.
Now, is this true? Is this the first time that we've actually spoke on air?
Yes. I've spoken in your chat room before.
Right.
That's about it.
That's right. But this is the first time. I'm really surprised by that. Because you guys, before we get into everything that's going on right now, when did you guys get started? When did Audio Impulse begin?
4 years ago now?
About four years ago.
We've been playing shows for 3 years.
Okay.
I think about 3 years. We actually spent a good 7 to 9 months just practicing before we even played our first show. Just because, you know, we wanted to be good by the time we actually got to a stage.
Well, you're also in the studio, too, so.
Well,
that's kind of refreshing. It's not like, yeah, we just got out there and we sucked for a long time. That's nice you guys actually took your time.
I've been doing this for so long that I wanted to do it right with these guys. You know, with the talent that we have, I wanted to make sure that we actually put our best foot forward all the time.
Okay, so the guys that you have now, is this a whole new 3.5, 4 years ago when you guys started, it was, you didn't know each other, all came together?
Nate, you want me to take this one?
Go for it.
All right. So I went to college with Pat, who's our bassist. And through Pat, I met Nathaniel, Brothaniel, as we like to call him sometimes. And we happened to live around the corner from each other. And both of our bands broke up around the same time that we were in.
What bands were they?
I was in Broken Down Sunset.
And I was with Revenant Tone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So both our bands broke up due to external factors beyond our control, and we decided to start playing together. I went through a breakup as we started playing together, and I ended up moving away. I moved back home to lick my wounds, and Nate was there 2 nights a week just coming out to keep me sane and write music with me. So that was actually a good third of the first album and how it was written. It was just the two of us playing in my bedroom. And then we realized we needed to fill out the sound, so we brought in Pat, who's just been a mutual friend of ours for years. And then we actually found Freeman through Craigslist.
Ah, the old Craigslist find.
He was the first drummer we tried out, too, and it was amazing. He came in, he tried out, and that night, me and Nate were just kind of like, so is he in the band? And Nate was like, yeah, we should do it.
So you didn't have to do any other tryouts?
No, he was the first one. It fit.
I was going to ask you any Craigslist war stories.
Nah, no horror stories. We got lucky.
A bunch of people that flaked, but, you know, he was the first one actually we allowed into a practice.
Okay.
He killed it, too. And he has the same mentality as us, you know, the work hard ethic and just never say die. So.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so 4 years, and then you put out Plug In and Tune Out. That was the first one, right? Full length.
Yes, sir.
Available at audioimpulse.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of been running on that for... When did that come out? Like two years ago?
2 years ago now.
June 26th of...
2014?
Was it 14?
Was it 14?
I think so.
Oh, so that wasn't that long. Oh, 14, yeah.
So about 2 years.
Yeah. I don't know what day it is.
About a year and a half, yeah.
Year and a half. It's good. It gave us enough time because they say you should give an album a full length, a year and a half to actually...
Yeah.
To catch on, so. And that's about how long it took, right?
Yeah. I mean, now it's finally hitting, yeah.
Yeah, because I guess it was like about a year ago when I started catching on to you guys.
Actually, it was exactly a year ago.
It was, yeah.
Like in a week, I think, is when we started winning the band versus band.
Oh, really?
We were the first to be retired as the champions.
That's right, yes.
Did you ever do the ultimate
We had so much going on this winter that we put it off. We're not necessarily not going to do it, but we had to put it off. The holidays were a little bit crazy this year. But yes, you guys will probably be like a number one seed in that if we bring that back, which we will definitely have to do because it was a lot of fun. But yeah, I remember that. That's right. So
wait till you hear our EP, man. We'll be.
I caught one track that you guys. I guess two.
We just started streaming a new one today.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been so busy. You got the new EP out. You've got a new video out for one of the songs.
Yep.
Which what was the count last you looked?
10,200 something, or was it 100 something?
10,062, I believe.
Ah, see, he knows better than me.
Yeah, so, that's really impressive. That's amazing for so quickly. I mean, wow.
Well, we put that out December 13th. Yeah,
yeah.
So, almost
and through the holidays too. Wow, yeah. Congratulations, that's awesome. So you got the very nice video too. By the way, it looks very very like just pro. Like that's what you want in a video. Just well done.
Yeah, we found the videographer through our friend's Deadstop. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've had a couple nice videos too. Same guy that did theirs.
Alex Firk.
Gotcha. Okay. Speaking of Deadstop, we might as well mention that. They're going to be on the show on the 23rd, correct?
Yeah, the 23rd. I'm excited about that.
So that's going to be, is that kind of like the EP release show?
That is the EP release show.
Okay. So you got the EP out, you got the new video, and to celebrate January 23rd at Connie's Rick Rack, you put together a pretty nice lineup, I would say.
Pretty nice is kind of an understatement if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean...
Nobody's asking you, though.
Midnight Mob, Revel 9, Audio Impulse, obviously, Dead Stop, and...
Behind Deadlines.
Behind Deadlines.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a very nice lineup, January 23rd at Connie's Rick Rack. I also, before we forget, I want to thank Jack over at Midweek Wire for writing up tonight's acoustic show and talking about the new album, the new EP a little bit. So you guys have just been getting a lot of attention, a lot of buzz everywhere,
yeah.
10,000 views on the video.
That was actually my favorite interview to do.
Really?
Out of all the ones we've been doing, because we've been getting a lot lately. But that was my favorite one to do because it more focused around the reasoning behind our music rather than what we're doing as a band, you know?
Well, Jack is a big musician himself. He's got a label. He's got a couple bands that he works with. So he knows firsthand. So yeah. I understand why that would be that way. But yeah, you guys, congratulations. A lot of buzz lately. So start the new year off right. I mean, can't ask for a better start to 2016.
Yeah.
Where does it go from here?
Well, so we're going to release our EP on the 23rd, like we were saying. It's going to be a 4-song EP. So we're going to start releasing videos for maybe all the songs. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we haven't got concrete on that yet, but
we're gonna release at least one or two more music videos, and then we're just gonna start doing a Weekend Warrior stuff to Boston, New York, Baltimore, DC, and just kind of get on a constant rotation of those cities and play in Philly a lot. We're playing Stockton University in February.
I saw that on the website, which I guess I might as well mention the website right now. That's on audioimpulsemusic.com.
Yeah.
What's that about? Because I went there. So where are you guys, what are you doing?
So there's this fraternity. It's a co-ed fraternity, actually. And every year they do this charity show. They get about 7 or 8 bands that come on and play this festival, I guess. Yeah. It's a full day
last
thing.
Year was their first
was it their first
yeah,
one?
Last year was their first together and charity event for it. Yeah.
So it's an annual thing that they do for a charity event. It slips my mind specifically what it's for. But anyways. Well,
they asked us to play last year and
we killed it.
Yeah. Our reception
not
from
to toot our own horn.
They asked us to come back again this year to fill it out again, so
okay.
Yeah, so we're excited to go back to play Stockton. Last time we went there, we got a lot of fanfare, so...
Yeah.
You know, inviting us to the parties and stuff, and we found out we're the old guys.
Yeah, oh, that's the worst. Yeah, I know that feeling.
You know, I never thought I would say it, but I'm the old guy now. It's awful.
Yeah, a lot of times I can't even go to shows anymore. I'm like, oh, man, I am the old... Like, I probably got 10 years on you.
Yeah. So. It's all right. You look younger than me, though. I deal with these guys, so they make me look old. But yeah, so for the remainder of the year, we have a bunch of shows planned out. And what were you going to say, Nate? You talk.
No, I was saying we also had the the Academy Award.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So then we also got offered the possibility of jumping on a tour in the summer. So we'll probably be touring around the East Coast for 3 to 4 weeks or however long we decide we can and how much vacation we can take from our jobs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to be doing that in the summer and we're just working our way up to it. I'm trying to plan a bunch more shows, but right now we're more focused on the immediate, the EP release and stuff. So for the show, we actually have Eddie Berner hosting it.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
Very
he
cool.
was the guitarist for Flock of Seagulls.
And is he the one with the fancy haircut?
No. Actually, he had his own hairstyle. That was not in the video.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, he was the guitarist for Flock of Seagulls for a while, and then he ended up leaving to do his show Rockin' Road Grow. So okay. It was a show on Comcast Network where he just goes around and cooks and features bands that he loves. I think he did the Hooters last time. He did Hooters for one of them.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what was Flock of Seagulls' song? Like, they had a big
and
one.
And I run so far away.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And, like, they're obviously a British band. Everybody knows that. But a lot of people didn't know that they eventually kind of transplanted to Philadelphia for a while.
Yep, and that's how Eddie Berner actually got connected with them.
Yeah, yeah.
So their original guitarist left, and then he hopped on. And so he's a Philly guy, or Jersey guy. He's a Jersey guy, which is close enough to Philly.
Exactly. I'm a Jersey guy, too.
Yeah, exactly. So you get it. And so he, through a mutual contact of ours, he actually listened to our stuff, and he enjoyed it and said he wants to get involved. So we feel lucky to have him on board with us, and we're kind of excited to see what we can do with him in the future.
Awesome. Well, Steffi in the chat room says, I love Audio Impulse. Hello, Steffi.
Gee, I wonder who that is, Nate.
I have no idea who that could be.
Is that you, Nate?
No, that's not me. That would probably be my fiance.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We love you too, Steph. You're the band mom. We love you.
All right, so one more time. We've got Audio Impulse here. You can see them January 23rd at Connie's Rick Rack. That is going to be a big show. Highly recommended. It's always a good time when Audio Impulse plays Connie's, but this lineup with Behind the Deadlines, Dead Stop, Revel 9, and Midnight Mob, that's going to be fun from beginning to end. I really recommend that one.
Yeah, we're generating so much buzz about it. We're probably pushing like around the 150 to 180 mark for attendance.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Ron's kind of been like, make sure we don't go over the fire limit.
Awesome. All right, and grab the new EP. When is the EP? Like, where can the people find the EP? I didn't see it on Bandcamp.
All over the internet when we release it.
When is it officially released?
January 23rd.
So it's going to be released that day.
Yeah, so we'll drop it at midnight. As soon as it turns to the 23rd, we're going to drop it, and then you can buy it all day, and then you have the show that night. So,
okay.
Hopefully, I mean, we've been getting a lot of good responses with Plug In and Tune Out, and actually, the Academy Music Awards, back in November, we won the greatest hard rock album, alternative hard rock album
for the
country.
For the month of November
in 2015 from the Academy Music Awards.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, they said the Breakaway was like the hit that they wanted to promote. So we've actually been getting spins in Sydney, Australia,
London.
LA.
London.
As of the beginning of this month, we're in radio station in France, Italy, and the Philippines. Rotation started at the beginning of this month.
With the Breakaway?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think they're playing a couple of our songs now.
Very cool.
But I track all that stuff online, so
sure.
I see that we get a ton of hits for a lot of our songs. But
all right, well, since we're talking about the Breakaway, let's break away to the Breakaway.
I like it.
You like that? See what I did there?
That was good. This was a good transition. You, sir, are a gentleman and a scholar.
So we're... So we're going to take a couple songs. We'll probably be all Audio Impulse songs. We come back, we're going to have some live acoustic Audio Impulse. So please don't go anywhere. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Tom from the band Says Who on Toil Records, and you're listening to GuestHouseRadio.com.
sound check? Damn it, now we got to play that again?
We got to play it twice.
We got to play it twice. Woo-hoo! You know, we'll save that for last.
We'll do it in the middle.
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah, we're going to repeat
it. Hey, Free. Can you bear me?
Ooh,
all right, yeah. Guys.
Where's my beer?
At least let me introduce these guys. Well, that sound check was very nice. Thank you guys for coming out to Roadhouse Inn, Levittown, PA, every Thursday night. It is live on GasHouseRadio.com. And we try and bring some local music here from all over the place, especially Philadelphia, but really all over. And tonight, I would like to introduce to you Audio Impulse.
Thank you.
You.
So what song do we want to start off with?
I don't know.
Want to do Parlor Tricks?
No.
No?
Let's do this.
This?
Let's do it.
All right. You got to make me start this one off. All right.
Yeah.
Mayhew. So what do you want to do next, boys?
Yeah.
You want to do a new one?
Well,
all right. What are we doing? Ari? We have a new EP coming out called Straight Shot. All right. You know what, guys? I know you heard it in the sound check, but we're going to do Straight Shot again for you. Because now this time it's being broadcast. There, you know, we're going to do this one now, and then we're going to come back to the EP. So we apologize for those who have heard it already. Venom and chewing gum. Looks a kill with a shortened breath. Led me slowly to my death. Brought me down that primrose path. Fed me lies to make me laugh. As soon as you saw that my back was turned, straight shot through the heart, now I'm burned. You want to do Satisfied?
Let's do it.
Alright. We're dropping down to D on this one. So this song's off of Plug In and Tune Out. This actually has kind of a personal message behind it. This has to deal with one of my old bandmates from my other bands who gave up the music for drugs. And this is about him, so I dedicate this song to that guy wherever he is. All right, here we go. This is called Satisfied.
You destroy all your toys for your kids and no one else. You cry out loud when there's nobody around. Then you wonder how you're always falling down. I hope you're happy now. You took it, threw it away. I hope you're happy now. There's nothing left to say. You thought of no one else. Now that you left
tuned by ear, people. All right, so what do we want to do next, guys?
I don't know. You want to do Aerie?
All right. Do you want to do? You want to do Aerie? You want to do Tangle? Do you want to do? You want to do Aerie? All right. So this one, this one is off our new EP, Straight Shot. This is called Aerie. So enjoy.
Watch me breathe, breathe in oh so deep. I'm standing here on the starting line again. Of all the times I've fallen down, this is a brand new me, a whole new sight to see. I'm waiting here.
Thank you. So, I love you too. You want to do? You want to do? This is life.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So this one is called "This Is Life." Yeah. Just like I said, when I asked him what I want to do, "This Is Life," and he said yes. I was gonna say we're gonna do something completely different, but you know. You know, we're all family here. We're all friends. We're all in this together. You guys enjoying it so far? Yeah. All right. I like to hear that. All right. Good. Woo. Good. We got some noise. Penelope Rodrigo. Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. We don't need to continue with that. All right. Anyways, this is life. Your eyes was a blank stare, broken apart, coming to terms with an empty heart. The shaking ground, the failing sound fills my head as I lay to rest. All that's left, sweet lullabies singing. Hey girl,
Put your feet on the floor. Show me what you're working for. Let the rhythm take control. Move your entire body below. Yeah! Hey, hey, hey! Woo! Come on, baby, you got your love. Yeah! Hey, hey, hey! Woo! Fallen angels sent from above.
Goodbye in July. For the road? Alright, you know what?
I don't know how that'll sound, but I'll try.
Alright, we're gonna attempt this one that we've never done acoustically, so bear with us, guys. This is For the Road. This is off a straight shot. And it goes a lot of something like this.
To live a brand new life. I thought back then that this would be the only way to set me free. But now I know that there's another life for me. I saw the light in your eyes, bringing me could stop me or make me break. I turn the page in a book of life. Words they read cut like a knife. Another chapter to get the whole thing right. Now the truth, life in you. Wasted youth. Should run away.
Thank you. Thank you. First time we ever did that acoustic, I swear. Yeah? Yeah? All right, we liked it. We liked it. What do you think? What do you think, Dustin? You like that? All right. Well, if you guys, if you want, I can
good for now.
I can do a cover. You guys want to hear a cover?
Yeah.
All right. I got this one. I got this one. Oh. All right. Well, you know what? If you guys, I'm not going to tell you what song this is. You're going to kind of figure it out on your own. So. Into the street, light me up that cigarette, strap shoes on my feet. Got to find a reason, reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian, I can still get high. I can play the guitar like a motherfucking rhyme. To love the one you got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never saw no static, got to get it off my chest. Never had to battle with the bulletproof vest. Take a small example, take a did it from me. Taking all your money, give it up. Charity loves what I got within my reach. And the sublime style still straight from Long Beach. Come back to you, gonna get what you deserve. Try and test that, you found to get served. That's what I got, don't slur I got. You feel it when the dance gets hot. Love it, it's what I got.
Remember that.
Love it, God. Said remember that. I said love it, it's what I got. Said remember that. I said love it, it's what I got. Well, I don't cry when my dog runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle, then moves back to the rock. Fucking and fighting, it's all the same. Living Louis dog's the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me. Cause loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got. I said, remember that. Loving, that's what I got. I got.
Yes.
All right. So we were good.
I think we're good.
I got one more cover that I can do if you want me to mess with you guys. One more? Are we good? Are we done? Dustin, you call it. You call one more? All right, this one's a cover. This one I will do. And if you enjoy it, you can sing along. Folks, I'd like to sing a song about you, about me, about the feelings that we get way down in the bottom of our hearts. Maybe even in the cockle area. Maybe even in the subcockle area. Maybe even in the liver. Maybe even the kidneys. Even in the colon. We don't know. Well, I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanized slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife, my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested. Oh no, no way. I know I gotta go out and have fun. Someone else's expense. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an S yo 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 yo. I'm an asshole, yo 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 yo. I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole, yo 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 yo. I'm an asshole, yo 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 yo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole, yo 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 yo. I'm an asshole, yo 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 yo. Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong. Nah, fuck 'em, I'm an asshole, yo 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 yo. I'm an asshole, yo 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 yo. Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E. Everybody, hey, S-S-H-O-L-E. Ooh, I never do, I never do, I never do. Ooh, I never do, I never do, I never do. Ooh, I'm an asshole, and I'm proud of it. Thanks, guys. We're Audio Impulse.
Very
January
nice.
January 23rd, check out our show.
Yes, that was Audio Impulse. Thank you, guys. If you like what you heard, they have a new album coming out January 23rd, and they're celebrating at Connie's Rick Rack. You should join us. Audio Impulse. Thank you, guys. Next up, we do have Chance coming up. We have a lot more. we have a lot more live music to go. Please don't go anywhere.